can feel it down in my plums. When I hear a sound, I rap at the door, my young son Gabriel walks in. My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father. The way he learned from his father. Let the boy watch. The way he learned from his
father. Welcome back. Let the boys watch an entertainment podcast brought to you by Going Gray Productions. I'm one of your co-hosts. My name is Robbie. And on this week's episode, it was Colin Farrell Week. And the winner of Colin Farrell Week was all of us. No, it was the 2008 dark comedy thrill In Bruges. In Bruges was written and directed by Martin McDonagh. In Bruges stars Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Ralph Fiennes, Ciarán Hinds, and Clemency Posey. Alongside me is the cousin Benny. How are we feeling this week?
I'm feeling great, you inanimate fucking object.
Thank you. I wish I wasn't actually even a person. I wish I was an object after these past weeks. And alongside the cousin myself, good friend, co-host Ryan. How are we doing this entire week?
Well, I'd just like to say, I'm sorry that Benny yelled at you. He was upset.
Par for the course with the cuz.
So, like Robbie said, this is Let the Boys Watch. We typically watch movies that one or all of us haven't seen. Sometimes we just watch whatever we want because it's our show. We do what we like. But it was Colin Farrell Week. We put it up for a vote. And if you want to, you know, get involved in those votes, follow us on Instagram. You can vote every Friday. That's when we do the polls. Send us an email, ltbwpodcast@gmail.com. You know, give us some suggestions. Let us know our criticisms, hurt your feelings, you know, whatever you want to tell us. We're great with that. And then also, Benny, let them know where else they can add a comment, follow, all that stuff.
Well, if you want to see me be passive aggressively mean to a 45-year-old woman about the voice of a child actor, follow us on YouTube at Let the Boys Watch. We'll be posting all of our podcasts there. You can see our beautiful faces. You can yell at us in the comments and tell us how you're going to cancel us personally. We'd really appreciate it if you followed us on YouTube and join the fun there.
Yeah, why not? Who doesn't want fun in a world like this?
Right, we need it.
Definitely need it. So, yeah.
And by the way, I should mention, if you comment, you are in a lottery to become one of the next cabinet appointments by Donald Trump. So,
oh my God, thank God.
You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, what's left?
Maybe Department of Treasury. You could be Homeland Security.
Is nice. Interior left?
Interior's left. You could be...
what's that? Like, interior's like what? Like couches and shit? Like decorating?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be good at that, Rob. You good with color matching and stuff?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Do it.
I nominate the entire cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy for the Department of Interior.
No more dancing.
So yes, we did watch In Bruges this week. We have some segments to talk about. And we'll give our scores and, you know, play a few games at the end. But I don't remember, as usual, because we all know my memory is garbage. But has anyone not seen this movie?
We've all seen it.
We've all seen it. Okay, so it's one of the ones that we've all seen, which is typically pretty rare. Same as, like, when none of us have seen it. It's kind of odd. But... give me a little background on this movie and you, and then we'll get into overall impressions and scores and everything else. Robbie, you want to start?
Yeah, sorry, I was blinded by my TV.
That's what happens when you have such a good TV.
The wallpaper was the Mojave Desert. It was bright, so look out. I wish my, I mean, actually, I wish kind of blind to me, so I don't gotta see anything anymore for the next 4 years. Yeah, so and this is one of the movies that my Bill had mentioned to me to watch, and again, years and years of ignoring him. I did not watch it until recently. I want to say, like, within the past 3 years, I watched it. He told me to watch a great movie, Colin Farrell. And to be honest, which I really wasn't a Colin Farrell guy. I don't know if it was his antics in the early 2000s, you know, the running around with Britney Spears and things like that. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
His eyebrows going crazy, stuff like that on screen. But I've grown to love Colin Farrell as an actor. I think it was this movie, The Gentlemen, the Batman, a lot of things, you know, Minority Report, Phone Booth, the things that, you know, I don't know. I just think he's one of the best actors of this generation. So anyway, yeah, so my Bill told me to watch the movie. I watched the movie. I love the movie. It's a great movie. I think that's what you want to know, right? Is that what you asked? Yeah. So there it is. I don't want to go super duper into details, but it's been a couple of years since I watched it, and I'm happy it won. I wanted it to win, even though some people in this country tried to rig the election again.
They were using Starlink,
I wanted to win, even though what was the other one? Seven
Seven
Psychopaths?
psychopaths.
Yeah, I really wanted to that to win as well. So maybe I'll watch that sometime soon. But yeah, no, I was happy to swim because I think it's a great movie. And watching it again, I'll get into my you know, plums and overall impressions later. But yeah, it's a great movie. I love it. I'm happy it won.
Yeah. No, I was probably good with any of the four, to be honest. I was kind of hoping the gentleman won only because I knew Benny hadn't seen it, and it's I don't know if it's like one of my favorite movies, but it's one of my favorite like recent movies for sure. But I hadn't seen this one in so long. I totally forgot just about everything. I kind of remembered a little bit about the end. But other than that, totally almost like I was watching it for the first time because I think I saw it like right around when it came out. I didn't see it in theaters. No, I didn't see it in theaters, but like almost like right when it came out on probably DVD. So I'll get into kind of, you know, what I thought about it this time. But it was definitely like I saw it from a different viewpoint, probably because I'm 20 years older, ish, a little, maybe 15 since I saw it. So, yeah, almost like watching it for the first time. Glad it won. I'm looking forward to talking about it.
So I remember I had no idea that this movie existed, and one of my managers when I worked at Apple recommended it to me, and it was this Australian guy Toby who I don't know, we just vibed on sense of humor like immediately, and he was like, "Oh mate, you got to watch this movie." And he recommended it to me, and I took it to heart, and I went back like that night. I went and watched it, and I was like just in love with it. And it's probably one of the few movies in the past 10 years or so that I've watched like multiple times. Like I was thinking about it when I watched it, how many times have I seen this? Because it's been a lot. I haven't watched it in the last few years, but I definitely remember it was kind of one of those movies where I would watch it like once a week. Or just throw it on and have it on in the background while I was like flipping through my phone and stuff like that. So this is definitely up there on my list of top movies.
Wow. Interesting. I feel I mean, you probably would put on sports, especially if it's baseball season, but I don't picture you as like a just putting a movie on type of
It's
guy.
rare. There's a few that I would, and I don't really do it too much anymore. Now it's like YouTube videos because there's like different classes of YouTube videos for me. Like ones I'm going to pay attention to, ones I'm going to like half pay attention to, and ones where I'm like, I'm just going to throw on. And if I catch a word or two here or there, I'm like interested enough. But yeah, like that's kind of taking the place of like throwing a movie on in the background for me.
Yeah. I'll put a movie on. I almost never watch YouTube, like as a source of entertainment, I guess. That's not how I want to say it, but like in that situation, I'm sitting on the couch. Maybe never. Like, I just
I'm
don't.
YouTube till I die.
Fair.
Sometimes I just watch videos of like planes taking off and landing.
That's the type of stuff I would watch if I was watching YouTube.
I
That
think
kind of stuff.
I'm the only person that does something like that, I think. Does
You
anybody
want
else
to,
here do
you really want to do this, you know. I don't know if you want to anger me until I have a stroke on camera or not, but yeah. No, but seriously, if you're out there and you like YouTube, definitely watch some plane second. Oh, it's fantastic.
Is it from like the cockpit or
No, it's from the
outside of the
cockpit.
cockpit?
No, we're in the cockpit.
That's awesome.
Get a fucking life outside that cockpit.
That's
God damn, we're in there. I'm in there. We're going over San Francisco. We're flying over Croatia. We're everywhere. We're all over the world, baby.
cool. All right, I'll check it out.
Telling you for years.
Yeah, no, it's true. You have. You're right.
If you want to cry, you just, watch Secretariat win a Belmont Stakes.
I do want to cry. I gotta let it out, so I'll probably watch
Yeah,
that
I've been
soon.
wanting to cry since what was that, the 6th? November 6th, I think, right? Is that the
Yeah,
date?
I don't remember
Yeah,
blocking
it's
it
been
out.
so long.
Yeah, last week. So, Benny, since you've watched this, definitely the most. I've only seen it twice. Robbie's only seen it twice. So why don't you start us off with your overall impressions and score, and then we'll get into ours.
This is not even a question for me. It's an absolute 10 right off the bat. I knew going in it was going to be a 10. I knew leaving it
Wow.
was going to be a 10. To me, this is a perfect movie. There's not an ounce of fat on the movie. The dialogue is insane. It's so funny. So many different layers. It's the first time that I watched it with subtitles on, and I caught a couple different things that I hadn't seen before. The chemistry between Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell, a million out of 10. The chemistry between Brendan Gleeson and Ralph Fiennes, a million out of 10. There's just everything about this movie I love. There's one little minor thing that I don't like about this movie, and I'll save it for my least favorite scenes, but it doesn't even matter. It's so short that I don't even care. This is just right up my alley comedy wise, like that English humor that like, I can't. I really can't say enough about this movie. I mean, I'm trying to hold back all the things I want to say for my favorite scenes, favorite lines, things like that, favorite actors in this movie. Yeah, 10 out of 10 for me. I can go on for days about this movie.
Nice. Robbie, you want
Nice, nice, nice. Good job.
to
I like that.
go next?
No, it's again, I have to agree with Benny. I'm not gonna give it a 10, but I have to agree with Benny. I mean, it's got everything I want. It's got sharp writing, excellent pacing, great direction, fantastic set pieces, European landscape, forget about it. I mean, old school gothic type architecture, way before our time. I love it. I just love the set pieces that they have in this movie. The score, phenomenal. I love it so much. Did I say the writing? Because the writing is sharp. The cinematography is fantastic. The chemistry is out of this world. I mean, you have three fantastic actors, Colin Farrell, Ralph Fiennes, and Brendan Gleeson, who are just top notch and have amazing chemistry together. No, it's just it's I'm no, I don't think I'm upset that I it took me this long to watch it. Because I don't know what kind of headspace I would have been in maybe 16, 15 years ago, if I watched it when it first came out. So I'm glad I watched it when I watched it because I kind of appreciate it more. I probably wouldn't appreciate it as like a 10-year-old back in 2008 as I was. But no, I love it. I love this movie. It's a definition of a rewatchable for me. I haven't come across a lot of movies that the writing and the acting and the delivery of the entire movie is just out of this world. Fantastic. So I'm gonna give this a 9.6. I love this movie. Fantastic. It's a Mount Rushmore rewatchable for me.
It's everything comes back around in this movie. Everything. It doesn't matter if it's like 2 minutes later or at the end of the movie. Like everything that they say or do like comes back around in some way or another. And it's just like you said, the writing is just unbelievable in that sense.
Yeah. Oh, great. And it's very funny that you brought up like watching it now for the first time or now-ish versus when it first came out and your headspace. And what I like noted to myself as I was watching it this time, because I watched it again, it first came out, so maybe like 09. I probably saw it maybe 2010. Watching it again for the second time, almost practically for the first time, this weekend, I noted to myself that I feel like when I first watched it, I was Ray, and when I'm watching it now, I'm Ken, and I'm appreciating Bruges as a set way more as Ken, as an older person, as someone who's I'm not saying that I'm wise or anything like that, but wiser than I was, more experienced than I was, appreciates different things than I used to. Whereas, Ray just wants to party and have excitement. Whereas Ken and, Ralph Fiennes, what the hell is his character's name in here?
Harry.
Harry, who like, I mean, Harry sends them there because he's like, it's a fairy tale. It's going to be amazing. It's like heaven on earth. But a 20-something-year-old Colin Farrell's character, right, is like, this is fucking stupid. Like he says it multiple times that it's funny every time he says it. So I 100% like thought that. I was just like, wow, I definitely didn't like it as much when I first saw it as I do now. And I'm right with you guys. 9.5 for this.
Wow.
I really, really like this film a lot, for everything that you guys mentioned. But I'll just s again call out kind of Robbie got it all, but like the setting is amazing, the writing's amazing. It's not long, like you said, Benny, there's no fat on it. It's just amazing movie, and just a ton of actors that I totally forgot were in this. I'm like, he's from Game of Thrones, he's from Harry Potter, she's from Harry Potter. Oh my God, look at this! And it was just
Yeah.
loved it. So fantastic film. Glad it won. Glad we watched it.
This is my Snatch, I think. Like the way you guys like are just so all in on Snatch and like how much you loved it. No, but like that's I don't know. That's why maybe I felt a little reserved on Snatch, because it reminded me of this movie, like the English humor. And yes, it's a comedy, but there's also
A
not
darkness and an
a
existentialism
darkness,
to it.
yeah, like an action kind of story to it. And I think that, just comparing it to In Bruges in a way in my mind, subconsciously or not, like I was just waiting to for us to hopefully get to this movie one day, because this is just, like I said, man, I get in these moods sometimes when I'm about to watch one of these movies for the show, where I just like I want to be doing something different. And I'm stubborn. And like 3 minutes into this movie, I was like locked in. I was like, yes, I'm so like, let's go for this ride. Like the second it ended, I'm watching videos on YouTube about In Bruges. I'm looking up the trivia. I'm like doing everything. I love this movie.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, and it makes me want to rewatch other McDonough movies. I mean, some of the other Colin Farrell movies that we nominated, like you said about Snatch. I actually think I would pick The Gentlemen over Snatch, but it's a very similar movie, sort of.
Okay.
No.
Have you?
Okay.
I haven't seen any of his other movies, and like now, because we do this, I start thinking of like thinking about that kind of stuff, and I want to see some of his other movies. But quickly before we move on to the segments, have you guys seen Banshees of Inisherin? I think Robbie, you have, right?
I have, yeah.
Such a treat to see these two back together, and it's like a sequel in a way, but not. But it's. those two on screen together is just fantastic. Yeah.
No, and it has the perfect plot of a movie. Somebody that doesn't want to be friends anymore with somebody, and I love it, and it's my life because that's coming soon for me and the cuz. I don't want to talk to them ever again.
I'll throw my fingers at your doorstep. Don't make me do
No, that movie's great too. They reunited the three of them, director and the two stars. I love that movie too as well. Really great.
It's just they are like in a way like the same characters, just in a different. They just have different motivations. It's like Colin Farrell is that like almost like child, and Brendan Gleeson is, the older guy that's just kind of sick of his shit. And it's just, I can't say enough about these two together. They're just the best.
Really, I mean, honestly, that chemistry is just amazing. Some of the I'm probably one of the best in filmmaking, truly.
Yeah. Now we could do. Did you guys see Three Billboards?
No.
Okay. Maybe we'll put that on the list. And Seven Psychopaths? No, yes. Okay. So maybe we'll just do those two or something. I don't know. But those are both good too.
Right.
Let's get some segments. You guys want to do characters or scenes first?
Let's get least favorite characters out of the way because, spoiler alert, I don't have any.
Okay. So then is that you going first with no pick?
Yeah. I mean, I have one, but again, it's another character that is just he plays the part well, and you just don't like him because of that. And it's Chloe's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He sucks, but yeah.
He's great.
It's good. Yeah, he's good in it. Robbie, you want to pick?
Yeah, I can go. It's not really because he does make me laugh at the end and he redeems himself. But I'm gonna go with where is he? Let me get that up. Sorry. I wanna go with Rudy Blum as the ticket seller. I mean, I didn't like him in the beginning. He was annoying. He annoyed me. But I mean, when he was, I don't even know why I'm laughing because I shouldn't even pick him. But when he's just finger pointing the finger poke of doom to Harry's head, it just makes me laugh over and over again. But he was a dick, and I don't like people that are dicks to other people. So I'll give it to him for being mean to Brendan Gleeson in the beginning. He was just trying to, short change him a little bit, but like, let's not take your job this year. So you're just selling tickets and hey, so I do not want the scorn of, people on the internet, ticket sales on the internet to come after me like some other people came after us this week. So please, I'm sorry.
The ticket sellers union's coming after us strong.
Oh my God, forget it. Here I come.
They might. I'm gonna go kind of same like what you said. It's hard to pick because like everyone plays the part so well, but I'm just gonna give it to he doesn't really have a name, but the Canadian guy. It's just, dude, shut up. You're
He
in the
was
smoking
annoying.
section. Like, maybe she shouldn't have blew smoke right in your face, but come on. You're in the smoking section. Shut the fuck up.
Where's it gonna go? Where really? It's you're not outside, it's gonna linger anywhere.
Yeah, I highly doubt she blew it like right in your face. Like, where it was like.
I
So
wish I only
fuck
tell him
him.
like this.
Yeah.
Wish we both.
Oh, it would have been great. Yeah, it would've just blow it in my mouth.
Matter of fact, you know what? Do you have an extra one?
Yeah, come on, pass it down. But yeah, no, I mean he was good as an annoying character, but yeah, I'll pick him just 'cause fuck him. I guess let's move on to favorite. I don't think we have any Ani Manches.
Yeah.
I mean, I can have a quick Ani mention. It can be
Oh, sure.
Chloe for just the, when she kind of was trying to set up Colin Farrell's character. I'll give her that. That was kind of because she fell in love with with a young eyebrow god. So yeah, I'll give it to her for the first half of the movie.
Couldn't believe it. Flor Delacour, drug
Oh.
dealer.
That's what happens when you get kicked out of Hogwarts.
I guess. Well, come on, Benny. She didn't
Well,
go to Hogwarts.
I
Come
know, I know.
on.
Come on, we got to keep it at like low level for these
know. I'm
people.
just kidding.
The
I don't need to show my nerd.
Beauxbatons.
Yeah.
We can't be going into Beauxbatons talk on Let the
No,
Boys
come
Watch.
on. Come on. All right, favorite characters. I did not mean to set myself up this way, but I will take it. I gotta go Gleason. He's so good. He's so good in this. And I mean, talk about him and his son. I love his son too, but I'll stick it to this movie. But the chemistry with, I think Benny mentioned it, or both of you mentioned it, I think the chemistry with Colin Farrell, off the charts. Chemistry with Ralph Fiennes, off the charts. I think he's just the chemistry with anybody is just amazing with him, unless the other person like really sucks.
Yeah.
Because he was any interaction he had with like anybody was a fantastic interaction. He's so good. I love him. His ears are huge. I love him. I don't care. Fantastic. Well, maybe one of my favorite characters just in all of cinema. He's so
He's great.
good. He's a contract killer, but you love
With a
him.
heart.
He's
With a
a
heart. Contract kill with a heart.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to kill his boy, saves him from suicide, sacrifices himself, Amazing. And
What?
what?
What happened? He died?
Yeah.
Oh
Spoiler.
no. Oh no.
Wait, are we doing a podcast on the movies?
I thought we were doing a podcast about European history.
Ah, sorry. But last thing I'll say, and you guys can go, is the fact that he was dropping those coins to warn the people on the street.
Yeah. And again, another thing of it coming around
Yeah, it
is
came back.
if he didn't use those coins in the beginning of the movie, or if he let him use the coins, he wouldn't have been
Yeah.
able to do that.
Yeah. Would
Just
add the, who knows, throw his shoes down there or something.
yeah, but like great character, but like again, like a little Stu Nod packing a gun in his belly for the long jump.
a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I stand by my
No, but
pick.
he's the best. Yeah, of course. I would have picked him too. I think that would have been my first pick, but I will have to take my main man, Colin Farrell, as Ray. Again, like there were some parts of the movie that I forgot. I'm like, man, why is he being such a dick in the beginning of the movie? But then I kind of when the one part happened, I'm like, all right, this guy's dealing with some heavy grief right now. And not really wanting to be where he wants to be. He doesn't know if he wants to live or die. He's dealing with a lot. So I was like, all right, now I'm starting to understand his character. So I'm like, man, he's being a real asshole, man. Why isn't he enjoying his landscape? But again, he plays all these things so well. And there's just so many funny parts to this movie, and he's a part of it. I can go on with some of the scenes, but again, he makes you laugh. He gets you angry. He makes you feel sorry for him. I mean, there's an emotional range that he hits in this entire movie, whether he's making you laugh or he's making you angry or he's making you kind of get a little misty, the way he kind of tears up when he knows he sees that's Ray on the floor outside. But he's just a great actor. And I like I said in the beginning, I was not a fan of his. I didn't like him as an actor, but I mean he grew on me so much, and he's fantastic in this movie. He really is phenomenal. Obviously this movie wouldn't be the same without the both of them, so thank God they both were in it and their chemistry's out of this world. But he's the best in this movie, and I love watching it because of him. And shout out Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, he just like that childishness to him that he's able to convey. It's just, I don't know, like you say, it's hard to explain just how good he is in this movie, and you put it so perfectly with like the range of emotions that he has throughout this whole entire movie, and you believe every single one of them. It's like I remember for a while, especially before I saw this movie, like he was almost a bit of a joke as like an actor for some reason. Like people like didn't take him seriously, and I don't know if it was like when he was trying to do American accents and he was just not good at it. Like I remember people made such a joke of him in Phone Booth and stuff like that. I mean, fantastic movie, Phone Booth.
Please.
But
Okay.
I remember just having that in my head, and maybe it's a narrative that I made up, I don't know. But watching him in this movie for the first time, I was like, where is that coming from? Because he's incredible in this movie.
I think it wasn't, I think the narrative was like just, the quote unquote bad boy of Hollywood at that time period, somebody who was just like, getting into shit with paparazzi, not really caring, like making a couple of stinkers like Alexander or something like that, but not really taking himself seriously. And I think that's what the media narrative was. And like you kind of fed into it and it was like, this guy's, whatever. But then all of a sudden, like things started changing. I think potentially they started changing because some of the choices that he made. Like I know you were talking about what this movie was in, but like The Lobster, right? Something like that. One of his that dude that directed I forgot the movie that just came out with Emma Stone, but whatever.
Oh,
So I
poor
Yorgos
things.
Florgas.
Poor things.
What's yeah, Poor Things. Yeah, the director at that. I think he directed The Lobster or something like that with Colin Farrell.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that maybe his choices. I don't know. He's just so good in everything. He was so fantastic in The Batman. I haven't watched The Penguin yet, but I mean just phenomenal. Obviously you don't even know it's him, but he's the best.
Absolutely. We're a Colin Farrell podcast for sure.
Bro, Colin Farrell.
My pick, honestly, whether I was first, second, or third, and I'm glad this person fell to me because this was going to be my pick the whole entire way, but it's Ralph Fiennes as Harry. Like, he is so fucking good in this movie. He, like, the most subtle things that he does, like when he goes to get the gun from Yuri and he's making fun of Eric, and Eric like stands up and he just gives like this quick little smile that just goes away in a second, but you just know, like, do not fuck with this guy. And he bounces between that and like being ridiculous with his wife and apologizing right away, slamming the phone, him and Brendan Gleeson going back and forth and mixing in like the, like, he goes into a serious but light conversation, then back into threatening his life and why Ray is wrong. Like, he's incredible. And just the slow build of his character reveal too, of like him being on the phone and, them talking about him on the phone, then when he shows up, and just him being like a major part of the movie after that, just like, I don't know, man. Like, I love Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell in this movie, but the second that Harry is more involved in this movie, the movie becomes so much better. And yeah, you could say it's because when it really like starts to become like this action movie, but just him being thrown in the mix just makes it so much better. Like I said, the conversation that him and Brendan Gleeson have between, being in the cafe, then up in the tower, to the chase scene with Ray, and them negotiating between Marie. Like, again, it's just the little jokes that are thrown in where he's like, all right, I'm gonna go out the window, and he's like, all right, well, you're really serious about that, because if I go out there and come back in 10 minutes and you're hiding in the cupboard, I'm gonna be pissed. It's just he's so great in this movie, and I love him, and I love him in everything that I've ever seen him in. Obviously, as Voldemort, just absolutely elite. I want to see The Menu. There's a couple other things that I want to see with him in it, but his humor and just the subtlety to which he plays this character, even though he's such obviously a menacing person, but he just plays it so, he doesn't play it like you would think most people would play, like this scary mob boss. He's just fantastic, and he would have been my number one pick if I picked first or third here.
Yeah. No, he's amazing how he does the like back, menacing to comical to lighthearted to like polite. all those things. It reminds me, he plays a very similar character in Grand Budapest to me. Did
Okay.
you ever see that one?
No.
Oh, it's he is so good in that. It's wild. That movie is him. And it's a good movie otherwise, but he's so good in that movie.
I was telling Robbie, like, this is my favorite moment in the movie. And it's just, it might be one of my favorite moments in any movie ever. It's when him and Ken are arguing at the table. And Ken is like, "You're a cunt. You've always been a cunt. You have cunt, your cunt wife and your cunt fucking kids." And he's just like, "You t retract that bit about my cunt fucking kids. What the fuck did they do?" And he's like, "I retract the bit about your cunt fucking kids."
You're
It
still a
just,
cunt.
yeah. That's what that like, I think that's when I locked in at this movie as like just one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah. If we ever get the chance to watch it for this or on your own time, you will love Ralph Fiennes in Grand Budapest if you
All
love him
right.
in this.
Coming
Maybe
soon. We
even
gotta do
more.
it.
Yeah, I'll do it. Fuck it. I love that movie. Any honorable mentions?
Take it away, boys.
Oh, what do I have?
I
Don't
mean,
think so, really. I mean,
I'll call Jimmy out. Enjoyable character. I mean, kind of a piece of shit, but enjoyable character, has a chip on his shoulder. But every time he popped up, I was like, oh, what's gonna happen now? It was always, kind of just like exciting when he would pop up, because he would either be like, they'd be giving him shit, or he was being a dick back or whatever. Or he's talking about, race wars happening or something, like who knows? You never knew what was he was a wild card. So
Yeah.
and it was, obviously just so perfect. I totally forgot about that. But then once I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. The whole scene where with the end with Ralph Fiennes thinking he was a kid, that was just perfect. I'm sure people will be talking about that during scenes, but what a screenplay.
Yeah, 100%. It's almost like a play, the way the whole thing, like.
I read a couple people talking about that on the old interwebs, even though I'm mad at the internet right now. But it does make sense, and I guess apparently McDonough was a playwright before getting into movies, so.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Clemence Posey as Chloe. I thought she was really good in the movie. I thought that she was like the perfect foil for Ray. I love too when, the first time they meet and he's surprised that she speaks English or whatever, and she just starts throwing all these big words at him, and you could tell he has no idea what she's saying. And his only response is like, "Oh, you're pretty good at English," because he just can't come back to whatever she just said. So I thought she was really good.
Flipping her business card behind her as she walked away was pretty boss.
What a boss move.
Yeah. Didn't he say something? He's like, wow, that was cool.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I mean, I think that's everybody that had more than like two lines in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just quickly and then we'll move on. Yuri. He was funny. He loves alcoves.
Did he talk to you about the alcoves too?
It's I think this is the movie where I learned it's alcoves, not outcoves, when I first
Thought it
saw
was
it.
Ouchcoves?
I
Ouchcoves?
out OUT. I thought it was
Oh,
outcoves.
outco. I thought you said like Ouchcoves.
Ouchcoves.
Is this what you say, alcoves?
Alcoves, nooks and crannies.
Yes, nooks and crannies.
Kept waiting for them to bring up English muffins, but they never did. All right, scenes. You guys want to do least favorite or favorite first?
Least.
Get it out of the way. Are you a take medicine first, then eat your dessert type of guy?
100%. Yeah,
Okay.
100%. Get the bat out of the way. It's like 3 seconds of the movie, but it's when Ray is getting chased by the fat American guy. It's just so over the top cartoonish that it doesn't fit in with the rest, but I can't, you know what? I don't care. It's like 3 seconds, and I'm not deducting anything from the movie from that.
Fair. There's not a lot for me to pick from. Like you're right, Benny. It's tough. I'm gonna just go with, again, sort of connected with my least favorite characters, just when the Canadians are on the train and they're just like, I mean, I know it's integral to the story because then he goes back to Bruges, but like, come on, you got socked because you were being a dick at
Yeah.
dinner. And you're gonna like have the guy arrested.
Real bitch
Get out of
move.
here. Yeah. Stupid. Robbie, you got anything?
I'll go with the surprise of the kid dying. I think that's my least favorite scene. As far as like when I pick these kind of scenes, I'm picking them based on, they're kind of sad or stuff like that. So that was kind of tough. I totally forgot that he killed the kid, and I was
Same.
surprised again. You got me. Marty May McDay, so you got me. So yeah, I'll just go with that because of course, I mean, it's a tragic situation for everybody involved. So I'll take that one. I mean, you guys are heartless bastards, but I mean, that's to be expected.
Mance Rayder.
Yeah. That's it. When we were watching it, my wife said that she's like, "Where's he from?" I know, is that Harry Potter? And I was like, he is, but he is also the king behind the wall, so he's both.
One of the few that were in both. Who else? It was Filch was Walder Frey.
Yep. That might be it.
Could be.
Yeah.
I want Robbie to watch Harry Potter. I think once he got past the first two movies, he'd enjoy it.
Yeah, probably. The first two I think would be really tough to get through though.
Yeah, it's very childish, but it gets really good.
Yeah.
And it's just a slew of fantastic actors throughout the whole entire series.
Yeah.
All right, maybe next pandemic.
Coming soon. Yeah,
The theater near you.
be careful what you wish for.
They say once every 100 years, but now it's once every 6 years.
Maybe
Oh.
for my birthday, I'll pick one of them. No, I don't
I
think
could
I
be.
wouldn't
Yeah, I
do that.
should. I don't know. I should probably watch one of them one day.
Hey, I
Maybe
mean,
I'll read the books like I read the
Game
Game
of
of
Thrones.
Thrones.
Yeah. Quick, too. You're a very fast reader.
Not my proudest moment. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Real quick, then we'll move on. I was listening to Feast for Crows audiobook as I was driving last week, and man, I forgot so much shit that happened. It's so good. I'm hooked right now.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back to Feast for Crows because I feel like I flew through that book just trying to get to Dance with Dragons.
Yeah. Stupid. Favorite scenes of in Bruges. Robbie, you're up, I think.
Yeah, I got a bunch. There's a few scenes that are short that I don't think would do justice. I think there's, Ani mentions, but they are fantastic. But I'll just go with the Ray Ken killing scene. Keep on forgetting if I keep on mixing up their names. I'm sorry. Yeah. So Ken stalking Ray at the bench, getting ready to blow his brains out. And then with Ken, I think I have dementia. Sorry. Yeah. Ken saving him, and then Ray turning around and seeing that Ken has the gun in his hand, and it's asking him what he like. It goes from such a serious moment, tense moment. You don't know what's going to happen if it's your first time watching. You're like, oh my God, he's going to kill him. Then he saves his life, and then they're bickering about why, he was gonna, why were you going to kill me for, and things like that. So it's that's the what the movie's about. Such a dark comedy, but it's so funny and so serious and so sad. It's got so many different emotions in this movie, and this is the scene that encapsulates whatever this movie. Funny, sad, tense, just a knock it out of the park kind of scene with so much emotion you got going on. And again, the both of them, just the chemistry, handle the scene amazingly, and it's perfectly done.
Yeah, good call. I'm gonna go. There's a lot of scenes to pick from. I think I'm gonna go with not the end, but towards the end, the tower scene. Basically, Harry shoots Ken, and Ken's only choice to try and save Ray is basically to go to the top because he's closer to the top than the bottom, and he can't walk. And fucking jump wild. But it at the same time just beautiful as well. And I mean that whole, kind of fairy tale-ish description of Bruges and the shots and everything like that. And who knew you could make suicide artistic? I mean, a lot of people, I think, have done that in movies and stuff. But yeah, love that scene. Love that he, was able, he didn't say goodbye specifically, but he had a few words for Ray before he passed. But oof, I think his legs just fucking exploded.
For me, and I hate to pick something that's so close to what you did, but it was the time that I was really like enjoying the movie the most, and I was like literally laughing out loud like a few times. It's when Harry and Ken are sitting at the table in the cafe and just going back and forth, like obviously the section that I mentioned before, but it's just so quick, the banter between the two of them. And you get that feeling of these guys have known each other for a long time. And, even that moment where they're like screaming at each other, and then the waitress comes over and they're just giving each other that look like, I'm so pissed at you right now, but I have to be polite because there's somebody coming over. And like I said, I just brilliant acting between the two of them. And Ryan, a little bit of what you mentioned of them walking up the tower and, Ken explaining exactly why he did what he did and how he's ready to just accept the consequences of everything. And again, it just make everybody so human in this movie. Like the characters are so deep. And you even see like Harry at that point is like, I can't do this. I can't do this to him. Like I get what he's saying, and I see that the principle between them. And you believe in that moment what Ken says is how much is between these two guys. And he snaps Harry out of his psychotic need to get Ray until, you get the moment where he finds out that Ray is there. But just this is the moment in the movie where I was like, yeah, no, Harry's probably my favorite character in this movie. It's just the banter between the two of them.
Yeah. I like how they're, while they're not emotionless, it's almost emotionless where it's about the principles, it's about what they believe is right and wrong. And they're like yelling at each other, but they're not like out they're not emo I hate to use the word again, they're not emotional about it like you would think people would be in real life, like just flying off the handle going bananas.
Well, it's like two people that respect each other, but are trying to get their point across. And, Ken has his moral beliefs and Harry has his moral beliefs.
Yeah. I wish more arguments in real life were like that rather than just being, let me hurt this person because I'm mad at them for whatever reason, whatever it is. I think more arguments would be solved if people acted like that.
Because no matter at the end of the day, between the two of them, they both respect each other, but they just see this situation completely differently.
Fantastic. What honorable mentions do you guys have?
My Ani Mensch is when they're in the church and Colin Farrell's like throwing the hissy fit and he kicks the chair. And he goes up to him, and he's like, he asks a question, and Ken takes it as like, oh, he's interested. And he like starts going on about the church and the goblet that has the dried blood in it. And he's like, I'm gonna go up and touch it. And Ray's like, do I have to?
Yeah, like
And
I can't.
he just snaps. And he's like, no, you don't have to. It's just the blood of fucking Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And instead of like, and again, this is what makes Colin Farrell so great in this movie, or the writing of this movie is, instead of him like feeling bad and be like, all right, I guess I'm gonna go with you, he's like, oh, okay, I don't have to. And he just walks out. And like,
Yeah.
it's just, that's why I love this movie. So I feel like I said that 15 times, but that's why I love this movie so much. It's just those moments. Like, it's just like these, in any other movie, that would kind of be like a throwaway scene, but it just builds that relationship between the two of them and builds who Ray is and builds who Ken is. And it's one of my favorite moments in the movie.
Yeah, that definitely also, like what I said before, I was definitely like a spoiled brat, even in
100%.
my 20s, and would have at probably acted like Ray.
It's
And
just the,
now I'm Ken.
yeah. You're
Ugh.
in
Why
this
are
like
we
the
here?
store. Yeah, you're in the store at your wife, and she's like taking forever at Marshall's, and you're just sitting there like, ah, could be doing something else right now.
Robbie, you got any mentions?
I do. It's when Harry reads the note out loud that Ken's actually reading, and you're getting it in Harry's voice. I mean, I was dying laughing that entire note. It's quick and short, but it's just so funny and so stupid, and I love it. Just a great scene.
I mean, to piggyback off of that too, when he actually does get Harry and Ken on the phone, and they're having the conversation about Bruges, and the how could it not be someone's fucking cup of tea? It's like a fairy tale.
Yeah. Or
What is it?
even
Yeah, with the swan. He's talking about the swans.
yeah. I like the whole conversation with them on the phone when he's like, "All right, get rid of him." And he's like, "Okay, go down to the pub, like pretend like he's there." He's like, "Is he really gone? All right, let me look."
We'll go check the door. How do you know he actually left?
And then my Ani Mensch is like, I'm pretty sure directly after that, once Ken finds out that he's there to kill Ray, he goes to the pub, and then that's when Ray shows up with an ounce of coke in him, and they just go bananas and then get
I got
Jimmy
f
involved.
yeah, I got 4 grams in, 4 grams on me and 1 gram Emmy.
Yep. I thought you don't like doing it because it makes you depressed. Oh, that pagode said, "Oh, give it to me."
I'll go with the date dinner scene. It's a great scene,
Yeah.
Again, some funny parts in it. And then, punching that Canadian guy in the face, then knocking his wife out as well. Fantastic.
Again, another one of those callbacks too, when they're having the argument about when is it okay to kill somebody,
With the
and he's
bottle.
like, yeah, he's like, well, he had a bottle, and he was, I would say that's a deadly weapon. And he just knocks her out, or he like sees the body, he's like, oh, bottle, boom, just knocks her out.
Yeah. No, I think she takes a swing and he dodges it and then
Yeah.
gets it. Fantastic.
I'll go.
I knew she loved the bad boy. The second that happened, she was like, "That's my guy."
Another anime mention for me is the party scene. Is just how coked up Colin Farrell seems, and the way he's talking about everything, and just the rocking back and forth, and they get into the race war conversation, and again, taking a light moment or a silly moment, stupid moment, and bringing in Ken's wife to the situation and making it like completely serious. And then they flip that on its head again, and Colin Farrell karate chops him on his way out the door.
The best.
It's just so good with the back and forth between like the humor and the serious moments and the sad moments, like Robbie mentioned earlier. It's just fantastic.
I rewound the Karate Chop. I had to watch it again. So funny.
Judo chop.
I also love the next time we see Ray is he's in bed, and I mean we've all been there. He's got not we've all haven't been in this situation, but he has some heavy shit on his mind, and waking up after a night of binge drinking and et cetera, that shit hits you hard, and you just see the one tear coming down, and that was a nice scene.
I mean, does anybody else want to take another one? Because I have one more quick one.
I'm good. Go ahead.
Like I said, it's the Ray and Harry, scene in the hostel or the bed and breakfast where they're negotiating the terms of Ray being let out. It just again, so funny between the menacing and the comedy, and you know, just how that all goes down.
Marie is a boss, man. She's pregnant, doesn't give a fuck.
No, she don't take any shit.
Yeah, that's her place. All right. Should we move on?
Yeah, please, before I just start quoting the whole entire movie.
Yeah. So which game should we play first?
Where you going tonight, Frank? Tahiti?
Haiti? I don't know if I have anything this week for this.
I got one.
Go ahead.
My way going tonight, Frank Tahiti, is a joke that I never caught until this time. It's when they're talking about heaven and hell and purgatory, and Colin Farrell was like, "Oh, like Tottenham," and they like just a great dig at Tottenham. So I thought that was a little bit out of left field, but also fit perfectly. And you know, just them to get mixed up about Tottenham being shit for a couple seconds made me laugh.
Robbie, you got anything for where you going tonight, Frank, to Haiti?
My way going tonight, Frank, to Haiti is the multiple gunshot wounds that Ray takes and just potentially happens to be alive. Absolutely not. He's bled out on a boat. Party's over. He's been dead a long time. His body's frozen in the river. It's not happening. I'm sorry. He's bleeding out. Those are massive gunshot wounds he takes, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. I don't believe it. That's my. Where are you going tonight, Frank? To Haiti? Clip it a week.
Especially with the dum-dums.
Yeah, true.
That's another great Harry moment too, where he's like, "Do you want the dum-dums?" He's like, "I know I shouldn't, but I will."
Like it's candy. Give me the whole thing. So my where you going tonight, Frank, to Haiti, is actually a question for both of you. Does Ray live?
No. Simple and easy.
My gut is saying yes, but my heart is saying no. My gut is saying no, he's dead. My heart is saying yes, he lived. Because of the voiceover at the end, and he's talking about how he didn't want to die. It kind of seemed past tense. So I'm gonna, for my wanting someone to have a happy ending after all this, even though it is a complete tragedy of a story, I want to see him and Chloe live happily ever after.
There.
What do you think?
I mean, I'm with Robbie. Like, take that many gunshots, it's pretty unlikely. So I would say, like, realistically, no. In the context of the story, I think yes. I
I
think
like
he
that
lives.
answer. I like that answer.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So let's play our other fastest growing game in America. Working overtime with Matt Damon because we're going to cast Matt Damon in a role that exists or one that we make up because we love Matt Damon for some reason. Does anyone want to start?
Give me a middle-aged CGI version of Matt Damon as the little boy in the
Oh,
beginning of the movie.
jeez.
And we go all the way back. We bring it all the way back around because Ray didn't kill a child in the beginning of the movie. And this was all for nothing because and we're giving symmetry to the whole movie where Harry ends up killing a little person at the end as well. it's the same thing that happened to Ray in the beginning of the movie. And it's a tragedy in the sense that we get no lines from Matt in this movie, but I don't want to mess with the chemistry of anybody in this movie. I feel like it was perfectly well done. But to make it hurt a little bit more, we find out that it was Matt Damon at the beginning of the movie that got shot and killed tragically.
Good choice.
You're
I
welcome.
forgot, like you said, I forgot about that. He had a hole in his head.
Yeah,
And
poor
that
kid.
note was, I forget what it said, but it was like you said, things come around. It was,
Yeah.
there was a little bit of foreshadowing in that note as well.
Yeah, being moody, I think being bad at math, and I forget what the other one was, but it was kind of the same thing
Being
that
sad, I
Ray,
think.
yeah, the same thing that kind of Ray is quote unquote guilty of.
Yeah. Give me a youngish, handsome, just fantastic looking Matt Damon. As always, he's always fantastic looking, but give me a young, fantastic looking Matt Damon as Eric's underling. So Eric, the jilted ex-boyfriend of Chloe, completely upset. But I just want to see Matt Damon like scurrying around saying, yeah, every time Eric makes a stupid point, and like he's like kind of threatening, but like is a coward. And he just kind of stays in the background and shuffles. But yeah, give me Matt Damon as Eric's friend, Arik.
And they fight to the death.
And then they fight to the death.
I love it. That's another great scene too, is when he shoots him in the eye with the blank. I mean, come on.
Good.
So you went with a gun full of blanks and let somebody get close enough to take
Yeah,
your gun from you
that's on you.
and then shoot you in the eye with it.
Give me again, because the guy just takes everything, steals everything. Give me a young CGI'd Matt Damon's face as Jimmy. Please imagine that as a little person, Jimmy. Jimmy annoyed me in this movie. He didn't deter me from the movie, but I would just love to see a Matt Damon's face somewhere, and we could put it on Jimmy. I'm sure I'll get canceled for this, but that's just how it's going to be. That's my movie, and I want Matt Damon, CGI beautiful face with the Good Will Hunting face, with the split down hair, fantastic looking. I mean, forget about a jawline, looking like a young, handsome Henry Cavill. Forget about it. I mean, here we go. So yeah, give me Matt Damon, just CGI Matt Damon to replace Jimmy's face.
Love it. Love it.
Don't at me in the comment section. It's just entertainment, babe. Right? Take a hike. Go somewhere
Yeah.
else.
For
Get
real.
a grip with your life.
Although I am glad we stirred up some controversy for once. It's only been fucking 100 episodes.
Yeah,
Nah, yeah, it's true.
right.
What's the
Yeah, I
lie?
think wait, we're getting, I mean, of this iteration, technically, we're at, I think, like, this is 85, I think.
Really?
Yeah, but I think we're total, if we count the 10, so we're like 95, so we're close.
So that's counting the first 10 we did when it was still going gray,
Yep.
and then the 10 of Succession.
Oh no, so then we're over, I
Yeah.
think. But I don't remember. I have to look.
We'll get it together. Figure it out, all
Yeah,
right?
I
Please.
can't. I'm sorry.
Before we speak, please, please.
Don't say things unless you're sure. Is there anything else anyone wants to say about In Bruges?
Wish I could have gave it an 11.
Fair.
I love Bruce. Wish I gave it a 12.
12. I will admit early that I did not know how to say Bruges, and I was nervous in 2008, 9 to say, oh, have you ever seen this movie?
In Brugs.
in Bruggis.
The 2008.
Yeah. The missus wanted me to say she has been to Bruges and she said it's beautiful.
Nice.
I would
Wow.
love to go.
Who'd she
I would
go
love to
with?
go as well. Not me.
Who'd she go
Yeah,
with? Bruges. Bruges.
well, thank you for sticking around and listening to us. Please, like we said at the beginning, get involved. Follow us on Instagram, comment on the video, send us an email. We love it, whether it's nice or not. Robbie, tell him good night.
Good night, Bruges. This is why I came here, so I can get a better price for my pussy.
Robbie, I'm sorry for calling you an inanimate object earlier. I was just upset.
Well, thank you, cuz.
You're welcome.
Little fuck.